Hello, everyone. You are listening to 91.5 FM WMFO, Tufts Freeform Radio. I hope everyone is having a wonderful Friday night. I know I am. Tonight's theme is all about, like, warmth. So all the songs I have in the playlist tonight are songs that are just sort of warm, and you can play them, like, at night, like, during, like, a chill vibe. They just evoke, like, a really nice, soothing vibe, all of these songs. And I hope, after hearing this show tonight, you feel like, oh, maybe you feel like these are songs you're going to play at night when you're winding down, relaxing. I don't know. You know, I just think about these songs as like, oh, I'm drinking like a nice warm cup of tea as I'm listening to that. Speaking of, I started drinking green tea. I bought a kettle. I think I maybe have said that before, but it's really, really nice. And I think if you're a college student and you're listening to this, get yourself an electric kettle and some decaf green tea. It's absolutely, absolutely fire. Tonight is going to be starting off. We're going to start off with Daniel Caesar, and he's actually in this playlist twice tonight. And I know I just love Daniel Caesar so much, and he was my top artist this year, and for a good reason. I mean, his music is so, so good. And this one is so, so good as well. So this first song is called Hold Me Down. It's off his Freudian album. I think I said that right. I hope I did. And yeah, so I'm going to play it now. Enjoy it.
Never asked for much, only
Wow. I think the last, like, just 40 seconds of that song are just, like, immaculate. That part really just, it's just so pretty and so nice and so calming. And it's, yeah, I just really like that song. Now I'm going to play a oldie but a goodie from 1972. This is Bill Withers, Lean On Me. This song I put in this playlist all about warmth and happiness and just like coziness because I saw on TikTok like positivity core and this song was playing in the background. So yeah, just maybe like it was just like this song really is all about positivity and being there for people and yeah, it gives off that cozy effect that's really really good. So here's Bill Withers. Bill Withers, so amazing. Yeah, I just love that song. That song really, I think a lot of people can relate to this, but this song It reminds a lot. Reminds me a lot of elementary school. You know, this is a song they always played. Elementary school town halls where you're all with. They make you do a group sing along, and there's a teacher standing there, and like everyone's singing it because, you know, it's a good message, and it was always fun to do those sing alongs. I remember in elementary school, my favorite, the song that my school elementary school did was, they did "The Climb" by Miley Cyrus, and they had like a little like. I think it was like sign language, so we were signing it and we were singing it, and it was really cool. And yeah, up next we have a song from La La Land. Watched it recently for the first time, so good. And this song is Planetarium. This one's super sweet. It's really about this song. It plays when their love is really blossoming, and this is the song where they're like floating through space. If you've watched that movie. It's when they're in the planetarium, duh. If you haven't watched it, go watch it. It's so good. And this song really just shows, like, how powerful music is. Because, you know, it can convey that warm, cozy feeling, even without lyrics. Even just by his, like, just by flutes and piccolos or whatever the name of the flutes are. You know, it's just really cool how music can move us. And this song is a perfect example of that. So... just imagine you're floating through a planetarium now with this music playing in the background. Thank you. as the song closes. As the song comes to a close, I think I'm gonna introduce the next song, which is by Cleo Soul. Now, Cleo Soul, if you don't know who this is, you gotta be tuned in, because she is new. She's pretty new. I just really found out about her, and she's so underrated, and her music is so pretty and it's so good. Cleo Soul. This song is from 2021, but I listened to it for the first time in 2023. So yeah, that was pretty cool of me to do, because I'm so glad I found her music. So good. Like, really, this song kind of sounds like an Adele song. I'll let you figure out which one, because I know which one it is, but, like, not the name. Like, you know how when you know something, but you're not exactly sure, like you know something, but it's on the tip of your tongue. The song this sounds like is on the tip of my song, but I really don't care if it sounds like an Adele song, because it's so, 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 so fire. And, yeah, 23. It's like a jazzy song, so, like, be prepared to have, like, a warm jazz by the fire type of vibe. Thank you. That quiet harp, I think it's harp. That quiet harp in the background, though, it's so nice. What a nice song, you know? It's she you know, hit it out of the park with this one. Up next, just like on the same like sort of journey of quiet instruments in the background, I'm gonna play Norton Commander by Men I Trust, and this has like the quietest drums I've ever heard. Like, you gotta listen to these drums in the background. It's almost like they're whispering. It's a really, really cool way of playing the drums. I think Men I Trust uses this somewhat a lot in their music, and it's just really, really cool. And yeah, so here it is. As that song was playing, I just watched the cutest little thing that just was on theme. It was just like on the theme. It was a man who somehow got a wild wombat to come into his home every night to snuggle. And it was the cutest little thing. He was giving his little wombat friend like a cute little hug. And then he sent him off with a little pat on the back and a carrot. So freaking cute. Oh my god, I want a pet wombat right now. Where do you get wombats? I don't know, but I want one. Maybe I'll go to Australia, but Australia is kind of scary with all those, like, every animal there will kill you. So, you know what, maybe I won't go to Australia. But you know what won't kill you is Aretha Franklin and her beautiful voice. This one is a cover by this is actually a cover. This is Let It Be. It's a cover, and this was such a good cover. I actually got this from the show Sex Education. They played it in the very final episode of the very final season. I think this is such a great, great song to end it off because it's just so pretty and warm and nice. And, yeah, it's just on theme. Aretha Franklin, soul queen. Like, actually, such a good artist. Yeah, so here it is. This is Let It Be, Aretha Franklin. Yeah, and RIP to the Beatles as well, except for the two guys who are still alive. But RIP to Aretha Franklin, though.
When I find myself in times of trouble, Mother Mary comes to me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be. And in my hour of darkness, she's standing right in front of me, speaking words of wisdom, let it be, let it be, let it be.
Wow, what a great song. Aretha Franklin, give it up. So good. Now we're going to go into a more mellow song, Pain is Inevitable, off of Daniel Caesar's new album, which I saw live. Yep, I did that. Stay Mad. This song is really, 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 really good violin, and it kind of makes me want to learn the violin, but then I remember... violin really can only play classical music. Sorry to all the violin players. And then I'm like, yeah, I don't really want to learn an instrument where you're really only limited to one genre. But this song does it really well, and I'm just going to play it, and you can hear why I say that. Yeah.
Runs a show, oh, runs a show. sit the couch for you. Turns out the light died. I hope you're right. Cause nobody wants to
be alone for the rest of my life, baby.
Life.
Maybe a little bit, little bit. Baby, look what they did to me, baby. Look what they did to me. I used to be so sweet, 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 sweet. Smiling all the time, giggling and shit.
I'm just gonna let this play in the background. It's, nothing really happens, but cuz it's time for my PSA. Storm season emergency preparedness PSA. Yup. I know it's not storm season, not the type of storm in this PSA. Oh, actually it is. Well, okay. So it's storm season with power outages and weather-related emergencies more likely than the rest of the year. So be prepared ahead of time by having a couple of gallons of drinking water and at least a few days worth of healthy, tasty, ready-to-eat food already stored in your home. Let other people scramble to the supermarket and wait on long lines while you're safely riding out the storm from the comfort of home. A public service message from WMFO and Medford's Tufts Educational Radio. Yeah, it's important, especially during this season. And don't get lost in the snowstorm. Ooh, did you see what I did there? Yeah, Love Lost, Mac Miller. And thank you for listening to my PSA.
I'm a fucking workaholic with a passion in my heart. Treating rapping as an art in which you have to be a part of. I just copped a new car to hear it start up. Try to do the right thing and please come on. All I want to know is where the fuck did you have to go? I've been waiting on you, baby. Why don't you leave and come on home? I can't be mad, I'm living my dream. Going all around the globe. No, you said you think you love me. Need to let me know. So I've been fucking all these hoes and I've been blowing all this cash. Cause maybe this just the beginning and I'ma make all of it back. Where'd you go? What you do? How the hell you made me fall in love with you? And then you leave, now you're gone. All I got is this damn song. So I can feel but I can't touch you. Said my love was a bit too much. Broke my heart, can't find no crumbs. So why don't you come on?
Hey, it's all good, everybody trying to eat tonight. Trying to go to sleep, having good dreams tonight. You go home, it might get better. All I know, it don't last forever. So take it while you gotta try to get a little more. They say I'm getting better than I ever been before. Well, that's for sure, tell them what I do. Rap keep me fed like a spoon getting soup. I've been out here on the road and now they missing me at home. All these ex-girls that I used to know are hitting up my phone. But I ain't here, I guess you can't call back. Sex, drugs, and rock and roll, I think I'll take all that.
Where'd you go? What you do? How the hell you made me fall in love with you? And then you leave, now you're gone. All I got is this damn song. So I can't feel, but I can't touch you. Said my love was a bit too much. Broke my heart, can't find no crush. So why don't you come on back home?
Yeah. And it gets no better than this, huh? Yeah, it gets no better than this. Yeah, it gets no better, yeah, it gets no better. Yeah, it gets no better, this shit forever. Yeah, no better, yeah, no better. Yeah, get no better, yeah.
Oh, so good, so good. This song was not on Spotify for the longest time, and I had to listen to it on SoundCloud for the longest time because it was a mixtape, so it wasn't actually an album he released, but they released it finally when he died. I'm sure Mac would have loved the fact that everyone's listening to this song. It's just so good. Now we have a really, 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 really sweet, warm song. This is For Emma by Bon Iver. Yeah, just good vibes with this one. I'm just gonna let it play. I can't really say much. Wow, see, those trumpets are just so good. They really just make that end so good. Up next, Rather Be Clean Bandit. This song is warm to me personally because this was like such a good summer song, and like it was a time during middle school where just life was just so much simpler and easier and just better and happier. Not that my life isn't great right now, but like I'm just saying, like middle school, I did not have a single worry except for the fact that I went to a hard as heck middle school. But yeah, this song just like very happy, very good vibes. Rather Be, it puts a smile on anyone's face, whoever listens to it, because it's just so good. So here it is, Rather Be Clean Bandit.
We're a thousand miles from comfort. We have traveled land and sea. But as long as you are with me, there's no place I'd rather be. Kyoto to the bay, strolling so casually. We're different and the same.
Okay, what an immaculate song. So that's part of the big, what I like to call the big four Clean Bandit songs, okay? Clean Bandit has four massive hits, all above a billion streams. We got Symphony with Zara Larsson, Rather Be, Rockabye, and Solo. Those four songs are just elite. For the four big four, you know, they're just everywhere you go, every Target, every store, every Chipotle, you know? Shout out Chipotle. They're doing so good. Like, Chipotle never does me wrong. Now we have a sweet song. I play this in the shower. It's a great shower song. I think when I shower, I sing too loud and I annoy the people on my floor. But you know what? YOLO, you only live once. If they have a problem, they can come speak to me about it. But honestly, who has a problem with someone enjoying their time in the shower and singing? Like, if I heard someone singing, I would sing along with them because I think that's awesome. Bee Gees, How Deep Is Your Love? I'm sorry to all the people who are sick of this song, but I just really like this song. So I'm just going to play it because it's my radio hour. So yeah, Bee Gees, How Deep Is Your Love?
Touch me in the pouring rain, and the moment that you wander far from me, I wanna feel you in my arms again, and you come to me on a summer breeze, keep me warm in your love, then you softly leave, and it's me you need to share. We're living.
I can't. That song is so good. I will probably never get sick of it. Up next, now I wish I could say, if you heard that, I wish I could say Harvest Moon by Neil Young. But I can't, because Neil Young has beef with Joe Rogan, and he took off all his music from Spotify because he was like, I'm not going to be on Spotify if Joe Rogan is on Spotify too. So Harvest Moon, one of my favorite songs, is not on Spotify. So I can't listen to it, and I can't play it for you guys. So this is an alternative. This is the soundtrack Wonder Band. This is Harvest Moon for the Neil Young movie. I mean, it sounds sort of similar-ish. If you don't know this song well, this will do. And it's this cover is really good, so I'm just going to play it because it is that cozy, warm vibe that I really like.
Harvest Moon, it's getting late, and the moon is climbing high. I wanna celebrate, see it shining in your eyes. Cause I'm still in love with you. I wanna see you dance again, because I'm still in love.
See, not too bad, right? Not too shabby of a cover. This is probably gonna be my final song of the night. I'm gonna let it play. I'm gonna let Weird Fishes / Arpeggi by Radiohead end the night. This is a great song, very chill guitar. And yeah, thank you all for joining me tonight on this Friday night. I had a lot of fun. And yeah, I hope you have a great weekend, a great fun weekend, and I hope you join me next Friday for Sweet Treats, 11 p.m. Hopefully, I don't know. I think new schedules are coming out for the WMFO radio show, so we'll see. But I will notify all of my listeners where I'll be moved to, so you can catch Sweet Treats. Just look at the Spinatron schedule. I'll be there. All the information is there. And yeah, thank you once again, and have a great night.
Why should I stay here? Why should